It's not just leaders in Haines who are looking skyward. The Anchorage Police Department wants to add drones to its toolkit, but elected officials have some concerns. At a meeting of the Assembly's Public Safety Committee today, Captain Kevin Vandergriff presented draft policies on how police would like to use drones in Anchorage.
Search and rescue will be a primary evidence collection for major crimes and major crime scenes like fatality, traffic accidents, for example. Also for tactical applications when we're responding with the SWAT team for officer safety purposes. Those will be the three primary areas that we're interested in utilizing this technology for.
Vandergriff says that for core public safety functions like search and rescue or documenting the scene of traffic collisions, drones are more efficient than the existing methods, including humans. In its proposals, the department introduced a limited set of functions for drones. APD also laid out what they wouldn't be used for, like warrantless surveillance. Vandergriff says the idea for a limited rollout is to give the public time to acclimate.
We want to utilize this new technology in a very conservative manner, all the time, you know, getting feedback from the public on how they believe we're using the technology. We want to be transparent when we use it, let folks know how many times we fly, what we're flying for, so that we can put the public's mind at rest, if you will, that this technology is not being abused by their police department.
And the public is skeptical. According to survey results presented by APD, a slight majority of Americans polled do not trust police to use drones. Even though members of the Assembly were supportive of specific proposals, many said rules should come through new municipal regulations. Assembly Vice Chair Forrest Dunbar is a lawyer and says there are a number of privacy concerns that merit a slower, more comprehensive legislative approach to the municipality's drone policies.
I think we want to try to strike that balance between the legitimate concerns of law enforcement and the potential for this technology, but also the real worries about, privacy.
Dunbar expects the next step will be the Assembly working with the mayor's administration on an ordinance that will solicit public testimony before coming to a vote.